very busy man on the governor, and the time is of importance. So this evening, to get through this committee meeting as quick as possible, it's up to you two as well as me. So I leave it all to you to get through this committee meeting as quick as possible.
Okay, you know,
I'll speak for it. I'm not going to give you so, I'm only saying that now. So then, with that in mind, can I go on with apologies? No apologies? Okay, is that the apology statement? Okay, on the government.
No, no,
oh, sorry, I was going to read that. Don't take my reason. On the government's apologies, Mark, as we all know, sad situation that happened to Roisin, mother dying. And you must have been a fierce blow to her, because not so long ago she lost her husband through the same circumstances in the Gabriel. And I'm sure you all would agree with me that for in the interest of this committee here, to hold a minute's silence in respect. Now you can stand up to hold a minute's silence in respect, to show respect to the Roisin and the death of her mother and the unfortunate death of her way. Couldn't attend the funeral, but I just would ask you, Mary, to hold a minute's silence and took the full respect. Thank you all very much. And it can be recorded. Can I ask for decorations of interest?
No.
Sorry, members, just as we were through the meeting this evening, because of the difficulties with the microphones and switches, that people would put their hand up and not switch their microphone on during the papers, you find out the order in which people will be called to speak, and then just hit your button whenever it's your turn. Okay, thanks.
So you take regular interest. The action sheet. I'm going to have a proposal of a secular, but they are seconded. I'll take one myself, okay. Go ahead. Then, can I go through the SEC on a 1-to-1 on page 8? If you look at page 1, page 2, page 3, can I have a proposal taken by page 2? Page 7? Okay, right, thank you, okay, I'm just taking a book now. Can I then move on to item 4 on your agenda, and that is the DRC Resilience Funding Opportunities from January to March 2020. Your paper is attached there, sir. Johnson.
Okay, Chair, the paper attached there, this is funding that has become available in the year from the Department of Communities for both capital and revenue terms. We're recommending that the Council make an application based on the projects presented that have been extracted from the various pieces of work that we're doing on regeneration at the moment. We spent by the 31st of March, and subject to approval, Chairman, getting approval to progress to procurement, which is going to take time to get that work implemented.
Thanks so much, Chair. I'd like to take the opportunity to propose some of the recommendations. It's also good to see big Columbus 10 years ago, Christmas, Christmas relations for Slightly Flappy on Andy Wednesday else, so I'm only too glad to welcome the paper. It's going to get a bit of money coming in.
Okay, all in favour? Yes, move on down the time. And that the Portal Mermaid from Shore Public Landscape has been from the Steering Committee.
Yes, Chairman, the reports are with the recommendations detailed in the report, and obviously the report of the making of past, Chairman, we recommend the adopt the report and move forward with the recommendations.
Okay. Put the floor for second. All in
favour?
Yes. Okay. Then we're going to move on to item 6. And item 6 is the Master Plan Priority Action Plans. Now, things are followed. Development of Uri,
yeah.
I'm taking care of the Uri City, and then have to confront these schools.
So, those priority plans have all been developed through the DES, so what's the table to see now are the final recommendations from each of the DES in relation to the four respective master plans, from the documents that we implement moving forward and bring back a portion of the annual basis to the DES, so they're. They can change depending on priorities and actions change from what becomes available. So there is a broad idea, Chairman.
Thanks very much. In relation to the paper, I know in our DEA we've been working closely with offices and agencies and on Bannon Hedge, and it's good to see the master plan being developed as well as the other places that are listed. So I'm pleased that we'll go ahead with the recommendations in the paper.
Robert? Willie, if you want to go and speak.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Chair. Just in regards to this evening's course master plan, in regards to the Newcastle section, the majority of it is in regards to the Gateway, Moses Gateway project. But a major missing component of the master plan is in regards to the leisure centre. The family fund element. I think that's a priority for Newcastle people, Newcastle residents, even above and beyond the Gondola, and the Moran Access project. So I'd like to see that, in the document, in the master plan, so we can focus. There's a feasibility study that has been carried out in regards to it, but I want to ensure that we're keeping the momentum in regards to that, because that's the one thing we're getting on the doors is in regards to.
Just with respect, Councillor Clark, to the work on the Newcastle Centre, it's been taken forward as a project in its own right through this about feasibility staged by Active and Healthy Community. And I think there was a paper being presented in the new year to Active and Healthy Communities Committee with respect to progress and some options that have been selected. So, it's been delivered maybe outside the master plan, we can have it referred to and mentioned in the master plan going forward.
Go ahead, Michael.
In relation to this South East Coast, I think that's all around the coast from Newcastle, basically, around the only concern that we have, does that fit in with the previous item was just approved in relation to the Warren Point Sea Club development? But I know the transfers. I'm speaking for everyone, but I know the discussions that have happened over the last few years that the South East Coast master plan in relation to Warren Point probably doesn't fit in. But we were sort of looking for council to do so, just how we sort of marry the two together.
There's no way to put that term, we can make sure that that's reflected in the document.
The health effect not for sure that is in Robert Gordon's. So do you want to speak to the
left or was it
the right or the next one?
Oh, sorry.
Then are we on the agreement for that board to second?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Okay. Is it on to
just on that.
Yes, well, we have, through an expression of interest exercise, we have limited response from the market. However, we have one response, and we have a meeting arranged next week with the applicant to discuss the plans and determine what the next steps are.
Can I just ask just as well, I think the visit to Lisa Clansfield, the property you showed here, I think one of the ones that I had asked there about was a former artist, Osborne Kelly, who would say, would be mentioned at that, or he's highlighted there, but was there any interest on that?
First of all, I do agree with the paper, but also wondering, has there been any developments in relation to the council's attendance at the Hollywood exhibitions in Dublin and Belfast in January 2020? I'm just wondering, is there any work? Because I know it's a showcase for the district and the venues.
Yeah, through the chair, yeah, council will be attending those shows, that's right.
Right, I'm going to item 8 now. So the first one to work request the Bunburn Town Council the 2020 70th anniversary attached.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you, Chairman, for your indulgence, as you know, and a member of this committee. First of all, I want to commend the officers for bringing forward this paper, Chairman. It's fair to say a Warm Point Company is an institution within the town and the neighbouring villages. Bringing midwinter entertainment to the local population, Chairman, for the last 7 decades. Dedication and drive of this small committee over the years is something to be applauded, as they knuckle down every November to start their practice for the following February's production. The numbers involved over the years, Chairman, are simply staggering, and there can be very few local families who have not engaged with Warm Point Condo in some shape or form during that 70 years. In this 70th anniversary year, the Condo Committee would like to be able to stage their most professional production yet to mark the milestone anniversary and pay a tribute to those that have threaded the boards in the decades going back to 1950. What a fitting tribute it would be to all past and present Condo members that we as the local council recognise that the Warm Point Condo is indeed an institution, as the entertainment they have delivered over the years has been nothing short of priceless. So to show our thanks and appreciation, Chairman, I would ask my colleagues here on the committee to seriously give consideration to option one. And if it is the case that there actually is no money in the budget, maybe a variation of option one, in that if committee could see fit to recommend that the council absorb the rental cost for 2 years, combined with the financial assistance, I mean, that would get them to the figure of approximately £10,000 anyway, but I give way to the members. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilor Tenzi, thank you for that presentation, but it says, the other the committee members will take those points I committed to make up on the reaching the decision. Can I ask maybe one?
Yeah, thank you. Just like Jonathan said, giving us all the sort of a favor of what they've had with them over the years, there's no doubt about it that they've offered a lot to the Thorn Mountain surrounding areas and for many, many years. I think what we need to probably as the council do as well, because in the last couple of years we have recognised the Fiddler's Green and the Maiden Come Away Festival. And what's lacking probably within council is a policy on how to deal with these particular issues. You know, we have a 70th anniversary here in Columbus. You could get applications for 25, 50, whatever it may be. So I think, regardless of the decision you make on this one, that we should initiate looking at a policy for it, so that in the future the councillors don't need to bring it to the shore that an organisation out there can actually apply. And there's a system to go through. But in relation to that, I think there most definitely is scope here for us to do something along the lines. I know issues with Charlotte is suggesting, but I think if we're looking at it right here, recommendation 3.1, is that looking at 1 year to cover the funds, what your suggestions are is 2 years?
I really told you something exactly here, and I may not be only readily available, but if we were to absorb the cost of the hall rentals, allied with the financial assistance of a couple of grand, that would get them through the £10,000
Okay, are you finished, Michael?
I've notes that the this year panel is the mother goose. The mother goose laid the golden egg. So that will but I was just wondering where did this come through our arts culture officer, or where did this come out of? I'm just interested where it came out of. It was just a proposal.
Okay, but we can get an answer for you.
In seriousness, yes, certainly it is, the month of the other day, marking the 70th anniversary in some form or other. But I did ask the officer, is there one available somewhere in the budget? Is that coming out of the budget, or will this have to be somewhere else?
Through the chair, at the start of each financial year, we would make projections in terms of income figures for facility hire, for example. So the absorbing these costs would come off that projection in terms of the higher income for 1.5 million for the year.
Yeah, but then do the 5 million then for the just take the winter option one.
That budget isn't provided in the month, so it have to be fine within.
And the cost of the payment.
So we needed to look just in terms of the available understanding in different strands to see what's available.
Sorry, I think just to build within resource part, this within the ART and council wide, we are projecting that there may not be a significant surplus within resource and budget. So it's just to make you aware that there's not a lot of surplus in the current budget at the moment.
But then it goes in that they will accept the need. At this moment, maybe the option two as a starting point, and then if that's available at the top tier of proposition, that then we would look at the cost remainder when so long after Christmas, and maybe take a better decision to see what they think of the plan provision. Would that be?
Well, we'll have that in mind, right, and if you made that through that proposal. But Gary, please come on.
Yes, Chair, I'm at Chair's contact with our colleague, sometimes a little bit down the rest of the think about it, 7 decades of contributions that came out. the community in 1949. It is something we as council should mark. It's not just more points, get the benefit of when people travel far and wide to the condo. So I do think, agreeing with previous speakers, that we should look to do something, sir.
Thank you, Gary. Have a proposal for me now for option two for Dynamite 2, but I haven't seconded it first.
But I just add another. I think we will also look at maybe through the chair of the council a reception recognizing 7 years as well. But that is action.
Okay, but you think that is a good
idea? Of course, that's a good idea, yeah.
Okay, right, then, okay.
So are you happy to accept our recommendation, or an amendment to the recommendation number two that includes a reception from the chair of council as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the...
I'm also back again, we'll do it at the final answer like post-Christmas.
Okay, that's okay. No, but I just want to make sure that we get it done right. Okay. All in agreement?
Aye.
Okay, right. Okay. Then we move on to the next one is Development Master Plan. That's number 8. Number 9. And you are the one who's not going to take this.
Yep, Chair, members be aware that work's been ongoing this year in development of the master plan for Delmont Country Park. Consultation exercise has now been complete and details of investment opportunities and priorities for Delmont are set out in this paper. The park itself represents a fantastic tourism asset through the district, and approval is sought for members to start work on the site in the next financial year with the budget allocation of $260,000. To implement phase one works as set out. And approval of recommendations officers will also commence work on developing more detailed plans for different elements of phase two, the likes of the visitor centre, etc. And we'll seek external funding opportunities from other bodies as well for developing this master plan. So all details are set out in the paper.
Thank you very much, Chair. I've been a firm supporter of Delmont. I love the place, especially the walking. I can't be much walking down here, but I'm making a plan to stand here with him from the roads and the pavements. And I appreciate the many attractions that it has to offer. It's located on the shores of Spyford Lock and proximity to such a fantastic district that offers so much to visitors and its residents alike. It's good to see this paper being presented out there on the roadmap of future strategies for the development and enhancement of Delmont. I recognise the hard work that has been done and the contributions that have been made by so many in recent times to be all that. I do welcome the paper and I'm proud of the Royal Councillors who worked a lot for this, alongside others that have for years for the benefit of Delmont and for the potential of this fantastic park to be enhanced. And this master plan, I believe, is the start, leading the Delmont being improved and built upon for many. And it's the joy of the future generations beyond that, so I'm very happy to propose. But I'd also like to ask a wee question in relation to admission charges to Delmont, because as a councillor, I would get a lot of concerns from constituents as to why we have to pay in Delmont, and yet go down the road a couple of ways and get a free of charge. But that's concerns that have been raised with me, so just I'd like to ask that wee question too. But I'm only too happy to propose that we go ahead with the plan.
Through the chair, yeah, in terms of the considerations with regards to charging for horse parks, that's something that officers are concerned about and looking to bring forward proposals in the new calendar year.
Okay, Andy, you want to know?
The answer part of the second, which is the bar, but certainly was over there over Easter, and the combination of people well in it's incredibly popular. I mean, the numbers that were there over Easter, were phenomenal. So yeah, I'll be there in a second. Just a couple of questions. Given that there's a lot of proposed trails, Chair, is there options to tie in with other organisations? I mean, I know Capital Mountain's been very successful in tying in with other other sectors for getting trails implemented and all maintained. And just a slight point, I'm not sure that the blue outlines on the map are accurate, but that we probably maybe require further correspondence with the EA in that regard, possibly. But that will have a big knock-on effect to the centre. I don't work out of that centre, but I'm aware of that centre. Thank you, Chair.
Andy, a quick one, I think that was worth it. Dr. Burgess, do you want
to? No, I was just going to support all that's been said there, and I'm working on Sanger, which is happening up.
Okay, right. Andy, go ahead, then.
Yeah, Chair, through what we'll do is, as Officer General on approval, we'll work up detailed plans for trail development, and we'll seek external funding, work on possible for capital investment. So, work has been ongoing to engage bodies as much as possible, but we can bring detailed plans back to members as relevant. Yeah, in terms of the appendices there, that was just really a visual representation that was used at the consultation exercises, but it's the detailed plan in terms of land ownership and boundaries will be worked up through the planning process.
Okay, I'll propose on seconder, all in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Then I move on to number 10, the market and PR chair from the bench program. Number 10, Andrew Brewer.
Yeah, Chair, approval is granted for next year's tourism events program, council this month. The market and promotion of these tourism events is really critical to ensure visitor numbers continue to grow and the economic impact of the events continues to expand. Tourism events reflect an estimated 9 million economic impact to the district in the last financial year. So this paper sets out proposals for the marketing of these events, the marketing programme to really push and maximise the return for the investment that the council is making. And budget is available or will be available in the next year's ERT directorate for this programme.
We're going to go forward. Any other proposals in second? Very good.
Just in relation to the next proposal, but also to ask a question in relation. I don't want to talk to it, or raise any question. Sorry, whether in relation to, could this work be done in house? Advertising and promotions.
Through the chair, the officers have engaged with external marketing agencies for quite some time now in terms of marketing and promoting our events. Really, there is a significant amount of work done in house, but it's essential really that we engage with outside agencies and to pay for advertising services as much as possible to ensure that there's a greater reach, because we can market to those within our district, but I think it's very important that we market to visitors from outside the region, and particularly those from the south, to try and really maximise the economic impact of our events.
Do you want to speak? Let's handle it. Do you want to speak, Ms. Hanlon?
No.
Thank you. Okay. If I didn't see your hand, the court will take all agreements?
Yeah.
Good. The next two items we have here, that's number 11 and number 12,
we have to go to committees after. Item 11 and item 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including council holding that information, and the public may by reservation pay service during the time of business. I would need a proposal and second here, and I would ask the public to leave the chamber.
Okay.
In relation to the person's back in the night, in relation to item 11, and that's probably approval.
Yes, the recommendation was accepted to seek approval to continue the contract with Rick and Peacock Edwards to act as flying display director for Festival of Flight 2020, with an option to renew for 2021 Festival of Flight following procurement exercise as previously agreed by ERT Committee 8th of October 2018. This was proposed by Councillor Hallett and seconded by Councillor Andrews.
And item 12 was in relation to the exclusions of the.
And the recommendation for agenda item 12 was to revoke two number street trading licenses issued to Mr. Daniel McCann, 12 Moor Road, Castle Welland, for trading within the Newry Moor and Down District. As proposed by Councillor Riley and seconded by Councillor Rehouse.
Okay, on the bill? Yeah. And I'm okay. Thing now, the next item is item 13, that's on your sheets. And that has been withdrawn, so it has to get there. Can I now thank you for your cooperation and being very effective this evening together and getting the meeting over with this election?
Can I just make a comment on the
two
lines from now?
Yeah, that's but the item for voting, I'm not taking it.
You're not
taking it at all. So if there's any queries around papers for noting, if you can pick up directly with the relevant officer, then we'll be happy to progress them in that manner.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you then for your attention to the evening and let me go back to the floor. What is? Okay, thank you.